Right, hello ladies and gentlemen, and this is Articulate Warbling with me, Zach.
Me, Laura.
And this is going to be another episode of Holy Shit Trailer Time. This is a first impression commentary track, pretty similar to what we do with Reactoramas, or except all the boring stuff and the silences will probably be captured on the recorder. But this is how we started up doing things, and this is for Non-Stop, the Liam Neeson starring film. Laura hasn't seen this. She believes she hasn't seen this.
I was going to say, it'll be like 10 minutes in of an absence.
So it's a bit up in the air whether she's seen it or not. Get it? Non-Stop, it's centred up in the air, in the sky, on an airplane. I saw it upon theatrical release in 2014.
Yeah, I definitely haven't seen it if it was 2014.
Can't really recall it. Oh, look, they're advertising another Liam Neeson film, Unknown, which was his last partnership with the same director, Jean-Serre Clemenelet, or whatever the fuck his name is. This director has done stuff previously that we liked, The Commuter, The Shallows. So this is for Non-Stop, so it's just the first impression or audio track. So what's usually in a monologue will probably be verbally spoken. So it's basically an in-theatre commentary track for me and Laura. If you're fans of the podcast, you know we've done these before. So yeah, hit that play button now. Have you hit the play button? Yes, you have. Now here's the logo for the studio. You usually can't go wrong with Studio Canal films.
I can probably prove you wrong, but I'm not going to attempt it right now.
I mean, there's been a couple on a terrible, terrible fucking movie with Colin Firth.
Terrible movie with Colin Firth?
Yeah.
Which one?
That one I got you for Christmas.
Oh God, that was awful. Something About Mercy.
The mercy.
There was no mercy. Because
no.
It never fucking ended.
No. Looks a bit paunchy there, doesn't he?
Starts to look a bit old. That was in 2014.
Yeah.
That's 7 years ago.
Looking quite chump. Oh, I'm gonna have this drink. Gonna have some whiskey in my coffee. Yes. Stir it in with a toothbrush. So later when I do clean my teeth, I've got some, you know.
He's sucky, you watch him boozy. Sucking the
later,
whistles.
Yeah, later. He's gonna be like, oh cure, I need to drink it. Oh come on, you're wincing at that. You love it. I like the movies he does with this director, because they're always centred in one location, either on a train, an airplane, or a hotel, like Unknown. No. No. Jean May, I think he's called. It's fine.
What? I can't hear you. I can't hear
you. Mate, Liam Neeson has the ugliest ears in Hollywood.
Nobody cares about Liam Neeson's ears.
No one cares about Liam Neeson anymore.
Oh, I love him.
Ooh, burn. He's still going out his way, making action films that no one really gives a shit about, except us, because we like the Neeson.
It was a tosser in Love Actually, though.
Was it?
Yeah. He cheated on Emma Thompson.
Nice Alan Rickman.
No, yeah. It wasn't. Was he in Love Actually?
Yeah, he played father, stepfather.
Stepfather of who?
The young lad.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You're meant to be a fan of Love Actually.
I got confused. I'm not with it today.
Scoot McNairy? The guy who's in everything?
Trying to make a conversation?
Neeson's like, fuck off. I've got a phone call to make. I will find you. Dad, can you stop doing that? It's getting boring now. Sorry. Have a good term, semester.
Enjoy your flight. It's hardly going to be enjoyable, is it? It's Liam Neeson in a film that's called Non-Stop.
Oh, look. Automatic racist.
Really? Well, I guess I'm in your way. You look just fancy. Give me 2 minutes.
Is that duct tape?
I have no clue.
It looked like a really thin tube of duct tape.
Or a roll of film. Here are the screenshots from my previous films.
You have to do what you have to do. Well, guess what? So do I.
I'm gonna clean my teeth now with my boozy toothbrush.
Here. One slice of the worst. Thanks.
I'm not glassy-eyed because I'm tired. I'm pissed. It's taking everyone out. Surveying, evaluating. Being a racist as usual. Let people with turbans and religious, what do they call them?
Turbans.
No, not just turbans, they're,
religious headwear.
That's it. Caps. More politically correct religious caps. Religious headwear.
Well, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
That should, in theory, cover turbans,
everything else
hijabs,
that we've not been. That's it. Everything we've not been able to.
Those that have the Jewish caps. I don't know what they're called.
These glasses are meant to be better than my past ones, and they are awful.
Why are they awful?
Just do that. Just Nancy, this is Becca. Doesn't seem to be doing anything. Oh, look, it's her. He's waiting for you
in London. Hello. Well,
we need to get used to him, that's why.
Come to Downton Abbey. Because apparently us Brits talk like this.
Don't get on there.
Look, I know it may seem scary. Flying's really quite fun.
She's got a northern accent.
Yeah, she is northern.
What's his name?
Henry.
Yeah, he looks like Henry. That's a good name.
He's called Paddington!
I think Henry's a little scared. Maybe you can show
him how it's done. Aww. He's got a kid himself, so... It's establishing he's good with kids, it's establishing connectivity with the character, so he's a good guy. You can trust a guy who likes children. He's in the way again.
I'm sorry, am I in your way?
Yeah.
Again?
Hey. You look a lot like Liam Neeson.
Julianne Moore? No, obviously not.
Thank you. Excuse me, sir. Hi, I'm right here. I'm in the city, and I was just wondering if maybe you would
well up to that point.
If you don't care, if you would switch with me for the windows. A lot of people sleep anyway, so I was wondering if,
Just looking at him like, well, be a rude bastard, I dare you.
Oh look, it's the guy who didn't get his way with Sarah Paulson and Ratchet. Ratchet? Ratcheted? Ratchet.
Sorry,
Ratched.
Ratched.
Which we do not recommend.
Rough day.
Hi, excuse me. Can I get a gin and tonic when you get a chance? Of course.
I got two.
Nancy, right? Yeah.
Well, Peter Nyong'o. Following her Oscar win.
And another bit part.
What if I do
first? Can I get you gentlemen anything before we taxi?
No thanks, man. It's not time.
There's a bit of chemistry there, isn't there?
What?
Hi. What's him?
Ramp, this is AQ10. We're ready to disconnect ground power.
Do you know Coronation Street?
No.
Do you know Ken Barlow?
Yes.
That's his son.
Oh. Now, did Ken Barlow die in real life, or did he die in the show?
No, he hasn't even died.
Oh. Was it his wife that died?
Yes, she died. Deirdre.
Yeah.
Randomly. Out of the blue, she just died.
I still want a phone like that. I know they're so old hat, but I like the keyboard.
Sorry. Excuse me. Yeah, well, it's like a businessman thing. Like,
well, I used to have a BlackBerry, and I loved the keyboard. I miss it.
A bit too small for my liking.
Oh,
I'm triple pressing the fucking buttons to get other icons up. What I love about this director is, even though he's a populist and he's basically a director for hire, his films are very Hitchcockian, modern day Hitchcockian.
Definitely first class.
Yeah.
Is that for luck?
The whole plane is first class.
Better than gin and tonic, I bet.
It is.
Why is he so nervous if he's a, like a, whatever he is?
I'm Jen.
I don't think we know who he is.
Bill.
Distracted.
Fly much?
Oh, he's
all
something.
The time. Excellent.
Yeah, I can tell.
This is just a takeoff. Once we're in the air,
he'll have a seizure.
It's not my height. Or hated.
We actually fly all the time.
Some things you never get used to.
How old's your daughter?
Now she's 17.
What's her name?
Olivia.
Oh, that's nice. I like that name. That's nice.
I like you, Julianne
Moore.
She's
been so sweet.
Blankets, stuffed animals, Olivia had ribbons. This was hers when she was little. She'd tie it to the finger or toe before going to bed. And in the morning, she'd make me guess.
Oh, she put it. That's cute. That's really cute.
And then she grew up. I suppose I needed more than she did. Anyway, so what do you do for a living?
I fly a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I need to try to get this huge. Yeah, it's gonna be a long flight.
That's a bit evasive, isn't it?
Mm.
What do you do for a living? Well, I fly a lot.
Now I'm going to sleep.
Okay.
But if you want to look at my pink nipples, I'll flash them.
I'm slightly concerned that you know what colour Julianne Moore is.
Well, he's already been in a film with her where she had a lesbian affair with Amanda Seyfried.
What the fuck, guys? Go on, kick him again and he will kick your ass.
You kick my chair again. I will call your
closest relative up and tell them I will find you. And I will kill
you. I don't know.
It is duct tape.
Oh, so you can have a fag.
Knew it.
He's a Sky Marshal, I think.
Yeah.
But he hates flying.
It's kind of stupid.
I mean, he knows the drill, literally, how to get away with smoking on an airplane.
Most people know how to smoke on an airplane.
Do they?
Yeah.
Or you just blow down the toilet. Pretend you're vomiting. I won't put my face down there. Imagine how many arses have shit out in that. Blech. Maybe not this one. It's probably a self-cleaning toilet on this airplane. Is there an air marshal on every fucking flight?
In America, maybe.
Not the UK.
I don't know. Are you ready to do your duty?
Marshal.
Yeah, what?
Who's this?
Oh, wonderful. What the fuck would they get his number?
All I know is I will find you.
So he's smoking. Literally, I didn't even remember that. It's just, you knew what the comeback was going to be, didn't you?
No.
Sorry, I spoiled it a macro second before it happened.
So I'm used to it. Hasn't she just had a shag?
Yeah, she's probably going to go find someone else in another department.
I think it's him, mate. He's playing a game.
Don't you just love it when text messages become part of the material of the film? I don't know why, I just like it. It just uses it up.
It's better than trying to look at the screen, because I'm like, hey.
Yeah, instead of a man having to, all like, try and capture it via the camera, it's done editorially in post-production. Okay, that's second class.
Dun dun dun.
Isn't this like the same plot as the commuter? It's just on a train?
Yeah, I guess.
Fucking idiots. Why the fuck would you do that? This came before that. Why would you do the exact same film, but on a different transport vehicle?
I can't even spell supposed. Thank you. Let's do this shit.
And someone on this flight is threatening to kill a passenger who has $150 million is transferred in the next 18 minutes. Who knows about this? You and me.
And the other guy. Possibly a woman.
I say no way. It's bullshit.
Any threat to an aircraft requires immediate landing.
Yeah, all right. There is a threat. Might be the agent that lands on an international flight because some asshole knows your personal problems, sends you a couple of joke texts. Then I gotta ask you, how many do you have today?
A threat's a threat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You really need to think this through, partner, alright? Listen, how do you kill somebody aboard a crowded plane and get away with it? Huh? Pretty hard to pull that off, don't you think? No. That is not a situation. You don't create one.
I see that you have to. You keep your eye on the main cabin.
Bill.
Bill! William!
I tell you, it's 5 hours in, and out of nowhere, he suddenly sits up and he says, how do we validate the threat?
We can't.
Captain. TSX is a full cross-check of the passenger manifest. It could take 25 to 30 minutes.
We can dive out and fly if this is for real. The nearest airport?
Well, it's 95 minutes back to Halifax, 2 hours to Iceland, 3 to London, and midway over the Atlantic.
Better land it on the water then. Didn't realise this was going to turn into Sully or whatever it is.
Have you seen that film?
Yeah, I can remember the name of
it. Tom Hanks, Sully.
Yeah.
Well done. I didn't watch it because it looked shit.
No! What?
Yeah, I ain't seen it, it looked shit.
It was amazing.
Look, utter shite.
No, it's really good.
Clint Eastwood ain't a good director.
I
do like this thing. Yes, I'm a sucker for popular shite mainstream cinema, ladies and gents. As much as I like artsy fartsy shit as well.
In 10 minutes, I'd like you to switch off the network system. We don't want to be checking to see if the transfer's been made. Nancy, come with me.
Nancy, come with me.
Why is this partner got a problem with him then? Obviously because he drank.
Yeah.
It's not very clear if he's a new partner, but he seems to know him well enough to know his personal problems.
Just do as I ask.
They're circling it on the screen.
I love it, it's shaking. Representing the literal what's on this screen. The visual element projected out.
Why would the cameras be going dodgy? He looks sketchy as fuck, but he ain't gonna be the guy, is he? They always do this.
Mm-hmm.
They make like 10 people look sketchy as fuck so that you're guessing the whole time.
It's misdirection, isn't it?
Yeah. Dun-dun-dun! This shit just got real. Thank you.
Nice.
Well, somebody did just die.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I apologize for the inconvenience, but our network is down for the moment. Just bear with us for a second. We can start the internet.
Turn the network back on. TSA just confirmed. That doesn't make any sense.
You know me. You know me. Never.
I know. Look, the 20 minutes are up. Has anything happened?
Yes.
It's probably just a hoax. Some elaborate middle finger to the airline industry.
Excuse me? Are you waiting? No.
Agent Marinek, who you spoke with, will continue to handle the investigation from DC.
David.
And they've asked me to take your badge and your gun.
Mm-hmm.
No. Bill.
No.
Bill. I don't have a choice here.
I'm the air marshal.
Bill.
Okay.
Okay.
Enjoy the flight, yeah.
He's got the other guy's gun though, right?
Must have.
Was it him? The guy in 20G?
No, it was nothing. I dropped my stupid phone in the sink.
Oh, God, I do that all the time. Lost like 5 phones in 6 months and I learn this little trick. Should I be worried?
No, not at all. It was a mistake to involve you, I'm sorry.
So if it's not him, then why do you have his phone?
I have to be careful, even when there's nothing to be concerned about. It's my job.
As a passenger, don't we have the right to know what's going on?
Listen, Jim, right?
Yeah.
It's an innocent prank, some kid with a cell phone. Something around, I'd catch him in 2 seconds flat. But up here, traveling at 500 miles an hour, I can't track his phone. There's nothing I can do.
There's nothing you can do? Aren't you an air marshal?
Not anymore.
Ma'am, please return to your seat.
Seriously? Did you just call me ma'am?
No.
Okay.
Washing powder.
Sorry, the indicator must be broken. I was looking for Agent Hammond. What's wrong?
He's dead.
Calm down. Please,
I can explain this. Okay. Isn't that freaking someone out more?
I would extort $150 million using an account in my own name. He was transporting cocaine, Ramsey. Whoever we're looking for knew that. He threatened Hammond, made him paranoid. They found out Hammond tried to kill me. The person who's doing this, he wants it to look like this. Like two federal agents are the ones doing this, not him. Jack pulled a gun on me. I have no choice. I had no choice. You know me. You know I can never do something for you. Look at me. You need you to believe me.
Believe you.
Someone else will die unless I find him first. I need you to help me.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? My name is Bill Marks. I'm the federal air marshal assigned to this flight. I apologize for the disturbance. The TSA has recently instituted the policy of random searches aboard international flights. Unfortunately, this is one of three lucky flights this month.
His job.
Contact TSA. Tell them of a possible hijacking.
Really? You can say he's hijacking?
Jennifer Summers.
Should I have told you about the bomb in my bag?
It's not just that worth on the plane, please. When I move on to the main cabin, U.S. business class, if you see anything suspicious, anything at all, get my attention. Scream if you have to.
Is that how older men think of younger women? Fondle first, talk later?
Oh.
Why don't you enter your number?
You're a little young for me.
An air marshal, obviously.
Congratulations. Thanks.
Team B, Fahim Nasir. Feeling
okay?
Flying is not my cup of tea.
Tell me about it.
Not the accent I was expecting.
Come back. Fetch it up, please. Sure. It's right now.
Thank you.
for the neuroscience. Hey, look, some of us need to get some sleep.
Sir, sit down. Be quiet.
14C, Charles Wheeler. Stand. There was nothing in his back.
Ha! Racist dick.
I have a client in Brighton. I'm a bankruptcy attorney.
Brighton.
Why?
Probably him.
Oh, you need one.
So you need to keep your hands on the seat for you. Thank you. This is so nice. A banker from Brighton, England.
This is crazy. I'll be next. Just relax.
Okay. 22C. Austin Riley. Stand.
Skeezer's got a tube.
Seriously. I'm not going to tell you again. Mr. Riley, what do you do for a living?
NYPD.
London, your final destination?
My fairy brother's getting married to a guy with a British accent.
Mind if I take a look at your phone?
This is some big
brother type of shit, man. You see? You, step into the aisle. Come on. Up. Up. Right now.
Oh, man, I'm good.
I'm asking. Shades off.
Is it like 2 a.m.? Why don't you go back up there so I can go back to sleep?
Shit.
No, dude. I'm tired. Come on, man. Come chill.
I'm seeing your phone.
I don't have a phone.
This isn't yours?
No, I ain't never seen that before.
That's a hell of a lot like the one you were using at the gate.
Cookie gladly. Do you want to play a game?
How is this happening?
What happened to Amsterdam?
I'm connecting to London.
Show me your boarding pass. What's your name?
Tom Bowen. Why? Man, take it easy. Ow! I didn't do anything.
I have friends. Meredith,
what the hell's going on there?
The threat is real.
I want you to stop doing whatever you're doing immediately.
I have a suspect in custody. I need a background check. Seat 24E, Tom Bowen, B-O-W-E-N.
Unlawfully subdued innocent passengers, Marks.
I don't have time.
Called your supervisor before the flight and threatened him. If he wouldn't book you an overtime flight, and you said you'd do what you have to do.
I didn't threaten anyone.
Is that right, Marks?
I need to run a full check on Tom Bowen, C-24E.
Marks, damn.
Now, you're wasting time.
Marks, Agent Marks, you are hereby relieved of duty. Do you hear me?
In 3 minutes, someone on this plane is going to die. Do you hear me?
Bowen is clean, Bill. He's a school teacher, for Christ's sake. He has family in London. Everyone on that flight is clean. Everyone except you.
Mark? You said Amsterdam. I never asked you where you were going. You volunteered that information. Why did you lie to a federal agent?
I didn't know you were a federal agent.
Why did you lie to a stranger? You can answer questions now. You're in federal custody while you went.
Look, okay, Jesus. He said he'd give me $100 if I asked you where it was. Okay, I don't know why he said Amsterdam. I swear to God, I didn't know you were a federal marshal.
Bullshit.
I swear to God, he said he wanted to play a prank on his friend, Will, right?
Bill.
Bill, whatever, man. I did it for $100.
Okay? Who was he?
I don't know.
What does he look like?
He was white, with brown hair, European accent, like 30, 35.
Is he on this plane?
I don't know. I didn't see him. I mean, when I went back, he didn't pay
me. No, what you saw him?
I don't know. I never saw him get on the plane, man. I swear.
Humor me. Look.
God damn it.
Come on, look.
I don't see him.
Look.
It's been like a
come on,
fucking train.
I don't see him. There.
Where?
Right there. The glasses.
Move.
Ow!
You.
What's your name?
Michael. Michael Tate.
Well?
I am.
You're sure?
God damn it, I'm sure. Look, if I see him get on the plane, I would have gone and asked him for my money.
What's going on?
Clancy, what's business, Clancy?
He's gonna get in his head. I'm gonna take over now because I'm a cop. Yeah!
Are you serious?
Yeah, he is. He's doing his fucking job, if not beyond the Call of Duty, isn't he? No, one of their pilots. Bless him.
Is someone gonna tell us what the hell is going on? Hey, people are scared. We have a right to know why you searched us. Why this plane almost went down. Hey,
Marshal, you and I are gonna have a conversation.
Don't you walk away from me.
Dr. Cockpit, now.
You letting that guy in the cockpit?
This is gonna happen. You're coming back to your seat. You're gonna sit down.
Fucking racist cunts everywhere.
What? From one cop to another. You know.
That representation as well. Like, I didn't do anything. It's like...
That's why he's done it though, isn't it?
It's real, isn't it? Fuck. This is his mate.
Yeah, dead exciting that was.
Fucking arsehole! Who is it? I think I can recall who it is now. Do you have any hunches?
Not in the slightest.
Excuse me, miss. This is next to that guy, Marshall. You know what's happening?
I have no idea.
There's no evidence of assault. Couldn't be poison. Induced anaphylaxis.
What?
Allergic reaction. Without an autopsy, I...
Doctor, would you mind seeing if any of the passengers and coach need medical assistance? This stays between us. Please. Nancy, go with him.
I think air marshals have become a more necessary thing since 9/11, to be honest. In the wake of 9/11.
Kyle, did the captain leave the cockpit since I last spoke with him? You?
No.
Did anyone else enter?
No.
Has he had you and the captain had any reason to unlock this door?
Of course not.
So you and he were both alone here in the flight deck over the past 20 minutes?
You lost it.
Well, don't get emotional.
I am getting emotional. Look at you.
Bryce, if you have a problem with
I have a problem with my friend dying next to me. I have a problem being accused of not only murder, but also hijacking.
I didn't accuse you of hijacking.
As I've heard, it had to be about your problems with money, the drinking, TSA. Gave a paranoid alcoholic a gun and a badge, and they put him on my plane.
Brilliant.
Are you gonna hit me?
Don't tell me.
Hey, hey, what are you doing?
The store stays locked until this plane lands safely.
I can't look at him in any other role than sleazy, rampant, homosexual, crazy cop from Ozark.
The co-pilot said the man just collapsed beside him. It could be induced, you know, anaphylaxis, I think it's called.
Induced? What are you talking about?
Poisoning, I don't know how. It's just he and the co-pilot. The co-pilot, I trust. For now.
For now? I don't know about this,
Bill. I need to transfer the money.
Where's Agent Hammond? I need to corroborate everything you're telling us.
He's dead.
Hammond's dead.
What?
He had a cocaine in his carry-on.
Jesus Christ.
I confronted him. He put
Are you serious?
Panic. Transfer the money. Buy me time. I'll find him.
Transfer the money. $150 million into your account. Is that something you're seriously asking me to do, Bill?
The moment we land, arrest me. Freeze the funds. Just transfer it.
I can't do that, Bill. The airline believes paying the demand will set a dangerous and irreversible precedent.
There are 150 people on this plane.
Which makes me wonder why you haven't cut the network. You have 150 people panicking, contacting your families while we're trying to handle the situation. You attribute all this to a passenger, but you can give me no proof she actually exists.
I won't cut the network. I need to communicate with this guy.
And Agent Marks, I can't continue talking to you.
What does that mean?
It means we will not negotiate with a terrorist.
But fuck all the other lives that are gonna.
Yeah, pretty much.
Else in the crew has access to the cockpit.
Just me. Would you like to see my phone, Agent Marks?
Say no. It's not her anyway, because she was there while he was texting him before. Unless it's someone she's employed to do it for.
Is your interview in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're allowed.
I'm sorry, I'll get up.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. It's not worrying about it. Zach, this is Bill. Bill, Zach. We were just talking, and Zach was telling me that he's a programmer for smartphones.
Is that right? Yeah, an interview page in the morning for software analytics position, which technically isn't programming. But, look, I'm sorry for being such an asshole.
Yeah, yeah, but you were a programmer, right? Because I was telling you that I keep losing my phone, and because I keep my ringer off, it'd be nice.
It'd be nice if there was a way to find it.
Yeah, but apparently it's pretty simple, right?
GPS, carrier signal triangulation.
Basically, you just send an intrusion virus attached to a picture text that switches the phone from silent. Most phones load images automatically, so if you...
What if there's no cell phone coverage? If it's two phones on a smaller network?
It's the same protocol, even over Wi-Fi.
How fast could you do something like that?
Mm-hmm.
What, like right now?
Yes.
The variables in the phone, the network, if the other phone was even turned on or not.
Yes, huh? But the target number's anonymous. You have to send it from this phone.
Jesus. Marshall, I don't know about this.
Can you do it?
This dude's talking about killing people. I mean, can you see us right now?
Probably.
I guess I can give it a shot, but I can't guarantee
how fast.
30 minutes? 20?
We have less than 8 minutes.
You can do it. That's why I want to hire you, right?
No pressure.
8 minutes.
Can you imagine in your interview? What's your best performance time? Well, I was on an aeroplane earlier today.
Yeah.
During that flight, I had to program a virus in 8 minutes before somebody was going to die. I'm sorry, what?
Hey, what did you see up there?
This guy is looking for trouble.
The business cabin is now closed. I repeat, business cabin is now closed to everyone. Flight attendants, if you could do your best, please, to accommodate all the passengers. Thank you.
Get them all in one place.
Okay.
Tell you to cut the network. Listen to me.
The men who issued those instructions are not on this plane. This is your plane. These are your passengers. Rice.
Kyle.
We've been diverted north.
55 minutes.
Did they tell you to cut the network?
I have orders, Marks.
25 minutes. 5 minutes. Land the plane wherever you want, but do not switch that network off.
Do you hear me? I have a plan. I can fly this guy.
5 minutes.
Do you like this?
Why are they still there?
Because he cleared it out, so he...
Oh.
Run that in up accessory to a hijack. Okay, Zach. It's done. Here it is. Good man. You think the captain's still in control of the plane? The plane almost goes down. There's a guy waving his gun around, tying people up. I'd say he pretty much took control.
Oh, now he's doing kind of causing mutiny type thing. Where's it? Coup de grace?
Gentlemen, would you please return to your seats?
You don't know what's going on either, do you?
She knows enough. Now shut up and sit down.
Yeah, you baldy fetch packer. I don't even know what that is, but. Kids used to say at school all the time, if you're bald, like me.
What's the air marshal up to now?
Ladies and gentlemen, I need every passenger to raise their hands above their heads and remain silent for the next 60 seconds. This is not a request. Up.
Wave your hands in the air, like... You don't care. And they have to open it.
No.
Send someone else on.
Hands behind your head. Hands behind your goddamn head. Remove the phone with one hand.
I've never seen that boat before.
Miss, undo the seatbelt. Stand up now.
Search me. My phone is in my bag.
To the aisle.
Whatever you think I've done.
Shut up. In front of the plane. Move.
You're making a mistake.
understand? I will break you, Norm.
You've got the wrong guy.
We found him, Nancy.
There you go.
Why me? Why? Why me? Huh? Why?
He's killed someone else.
Now.
Fucking poison them with. What you should be saying is Liam Neeson, dick. Pause the commentary button. He's in the toilet. He's having a drink. He's having a fag. He looks extremely stressed. He's taking the cap off with one hand. Well done. Thumb forefinger. Liam Neeson has weird fingernails. I'm describing this whilst Laura goes to the toilet. I can say whilst the toilet goes to the Laura. That don't make sense. Oh, I might have to pause this. Big revelations.
What? What?
It's blowing smoke and it's escaping. Blow dart.
Oh, no, I get it.
Who's been in this toilet? It looks like a pen. I cannot remember any of this. Oh, Laura is just deciding to throw shit everywhere.
Shut up.
You're a dickhead.
I'm a dickhead.
You threw it everywhere.
Did what?
Threw the microphone across the room. You didn't even hit record, you dumbass. Because it doesn't show the red dot, those cameras. It will show the line for pause. Are gonna set her up next, are they? Or is it her? She
what are you doing out here?
I'm drinking. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have
been so. I've been wondering. Why the window? window seat.
Why the window seat?
Right, you sit next to me.
What?
I found a hole in the first class toilet. Clear shot to the captain. The guy who died in one of these embedded in his skin. Ever seen one before?
No.
The toilets were locked 10 minutes before the captain died. 5 minutes before that, I saw a woman enter. She's 70 years old. She said you went in after her. And she doesn't have Alzheimer's, if you're wondering.
Are you asking me if I saw someone else go in, or if I killed the captain?
Did you see someone else?
No.
And answer the question.
You're a dick.
You switch seats to be nice to me. Which made you trustworthy. You engaged me in conversation.
To relax you because you were scared.
Yeah, you evaded personal questions.
Oh, you love where I'm working. Yeah, that's a great personal
you
question.
You inserted yourself into the investigation.
Serious.
Tracking the phone, that was your idea.
Are you kidding me? I am the only person on this plane who has stood by you. You've been lying to me this entire time.
You've been lying to me since the second you boarded this plane.
Oh, God. Okay, fine. 7 years ago, my heart failed. And I was dead for like 43 minutes. You were in a compartment, an aneurysm. They tried to fix it. When I woke up, they told me it was something they couldn't fix. One day, it would fail again, and I would just die. And that's okay with me. Because we're all gonna die someday, and none of us know what it's gonna be, right? But when I fly, which is a lot, I like to look out the window and sit at the back of the seat of one of your unfolding train table, because one day might be today.
Yeah, Dick.
Marshall.
Excuse me.
Wait a second. Come here. Let me pour you a real drink. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Really obvious who it is.
Is it?
Yeah. Considering what's happened so far.
Is that not just because you've already seen it though?
No.
And you're like, oh yeah, now I remember, and now I remember it's obvious.
No. I remember going, it's him, or he knows more than he is making out. And they're saying he's a terrorist. Media's playing up against him, so they're turning it all on him. Oh, no, he's gonna go into action now. Some like fucking NYPD Superman. The York police are meant to be the worst.
There you go. I didn't
do anything. I swear to God, no, I just was messing around with it. I didn't do anything.
Oh, God.
Open every bag in this cabin.
And the horrific twist is that the hijacker is now believed to be the one person who was authorized to carry a gun on the plane.
You're looking for a package. I'll know if you find it. Every bag, go,
okay.
Now. Marinick,
Marks,
order this plane down to 1,000 feet.
Marks, listen to me.
I've reason to believe there's a bomb in the plane.
To Marks, listen.
I need to drop
listen,
out of this
listen
now.
To me.
But this hype would tear this plane apart.
In questions already swirling around Bill Marks and his
oh,
state
God.
Of mind as he boarded the flight.
Bill, when you send me a text and you say that you had options, you and I both know that's not the case.
Once you receive that message.
Clearly not at Air TSA. We're getting calls from the FBI, the White House, and now the president's involved. Our attention. There's no need to take this any further, Bill. No one else has to die. I know it feels like no one is listening, but I am.
does not look good.
No, this is what's wrong with modern media. They run with it. And they perpetuate it.
Has a bomb inside it.
Cocaine covered bomb. Nathan, fuck him up.
I thought this guy was meant to be... NYPD?
Yeah, well...
Not very well trained then, is
I've got to tell you something. Most New York police are corrupt fucks anyway.
Obviously.
You shouldn't carry a badge or a gun. Most American police. For that matter.
Kids are.
Tell me what the hell's going on. Relax. Don't tell me to relax. Passenger on board this flight has threatened to kill someone every 20 minutes. Unless they're paid $150 million. And now, three people are dead. The bomb will explode in less than half an hour. And they want you to believe that I'm responsible. Everything you've heard about me is true. I've lost my family, my job. I'm an alcoholic. My daughter was diagnosed with acute leukemia at the age of 5, and I spent my days at work instead of being at home looking after her because I was afraid of watching her die. I'm not a good father. I'm not a good man. My check is blank. Time to save it. And I won't save it. If you work with me.
Come on, guys.
You're in my PD. So was I. You look as if you were a better officer than I was. Cut them loose. Nancy.
Don't people take the piss out of that speech? I fucking love it. That's what Neeson's about, mate. Neeson's about the speeches. least it's about the speech as my fault. I'll find you, I'll kill you. No, I jumped this plane. Try to save it! Find it if you're lucky enough.
Sound to 8,000 feet. Pressure equalizers. And then we have a chance. You're just gonna let the bomb go off.
Have to.
Of course not. I'm gonna stop it. But if I can't, I'd rather be prepared.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna cry now.
I trust you to stop him.
Yeah, he can probably shoot you. Yeah, you can say that again.
Together to wire the money, just try something.
It was never about the money.
But then what's it about?
I'm not sure. They used an account of my name. They want an air marshal to take down a plane with 150 people on board. They want the whole world to see it. I was never supposed to find that bomb.
Oh, it's gonna shoot you down way before you can fucking let the bomb off.
Copy, Jackrabbit.
We will be your escorts to the designated landing zone. Do not deviate from your current course or altitude without.
Are you liking it? You didn't answer earlier.
Copy.
It's alright. You don't like it that much?
No, I don't know.
Why?
Same as usual.
Yes, we have a new situation.
Yeah, I think if you saw this before you saw the commuter, you'd like it. I much prefer this to the new thing.
Wait, Bill,
that's
explosives protocol.
Yes. We have 16 minutes, give or take.
You know we have company, right? Two Typhoons are flanking me right now. They're watching, and you want me to leave.
We need to drop
everything. Your American accent dipping in with your British accent.
Any suspicious activity, and they might.
There is a bomb on this plane. We have to descend to 8,000 feet. We're giving 10 minutes. If we talk now, thanks.
Keep up the accent work, dude. You're brilliant. On second thoughts, same cocaine. This is gluten-free flour. Shit's really expensive. Especially 2014 or 30 when they made that. It makes sense why they're beating it on goes. I've got a prominent role.
Positive,
I don't think they anticipate anything to get out of
the only way to disarm a bomb is to remove the trigger. But remove the trigger, the pressure releases. The bomb goes off.
Yeah, we just dump.
Same principle in reverse. The pressure outside the plane won't hold the trigger. You're trying to dump it, the bomb goes off.
Isn't there like a wire you can cut? So if this guy's gonna get his money, he's gonna kill himself and everyone aboard.
Oh, I can't believe this. This is crazy.
Why aren't we looking for this guy?
We're out of time.
That's a bullshit answer, Marshal. You know it.
Take it easy. There's 150 passengers and crew. It could be anyone.
Well, let's find them. Let's pay them. Let's do something.
It's not about the money. And even if I find them, I don't think he ever intended to get off this plane.
Oh my God, we're all gonna die.
No. Place the bomb here. Stack all available luggage over it. Direct the explosion output. 8,000 feet, the pressure will equalize. Then we land.
With a hole in the fuselage?
And this has worked before. It's never been tried before.
But you know,
you're not being helpful, Doctor.
I'm so sorry.
It could work. We've got to try.
Come on. Grab every able hand. Let's get this done. Gosh. If they're setting this thing off, no matter what. What are they waiting for?
Grab what you can. Go to the back. All right, you guys, form a chain. Send those bags back as fast as you can.
Please, move all that into the open.
3 minutes, okay?
Look at your watch. 3 minutes from now. Another
second longer, no matter what happens. Drop down, 8,000 feet.
Oh, my Gucci bag's in there. I think I'd value my life more than any form of bag or anything that's in it for that matter.
Have a displaced fracture. Look, it's a broken nose. It's normal. I don't need you to fix it. Look, I'm going to set your nose. Here, hold this. Just make it quick. Why is the pressure? 1, 3, 1.
Good kick out of that.
Sweetheart, you've got to come out. It's alright, I'll hold your hand. But it's not safe.
Repeat, no anger, your accent is awful.
I'm sorry, I need your help. She won't come out.
What's wrong?
I need your help. Brits too like that, didn't we? Us Brits are great at doing different accents, whereas Americans, not so much.
No, because the only accents they know is "Oh, posh totty," and "Why it's from Cockney, innit?"
Oh,
"Yeah, why it's Cockney sparrow."
Just like your daddy. I want to see it. I have it in my pocket. I carry it all the time. Here it is.
It's my weapon.
Thank you.
Programmer can do shit like that.
Yeah, but then why are they putting him as the person?
Jack, I've heard shots fired outside this car. We need to sit.
I suppose they're working together, right?
Well, yeah.
Do something.
You should just have handed out pamphlets. It would have been a lot easier.
You can't change the world with words, Bill, unless you write those words in the evening news with blood.
You gotta go. You're military. These are the people you fought to protect.
I swore to protect my country. And that's what I'm doing.
You believe that?
I do. Also believe we'll be $150 million richer.
We'll never get that money. It's in an account in my name.
And a trust.
You're gonna jump. 35,000 feet, you'll be dead in 4 seconds.
We'll jump when the pilot follows explosive protocol, drops us down to 8,000 feet. Anything you think of? We've thought of 1,000 times.
They've been instructed to shoot us down if we try to descend.
That's bullshit. They're not gonna kill all these people.
This is a hijacked flight. We're a classified threat to ground. If you don't disarm that bomb, everyone on board will die, including you. Did you think of that?
I'm prepared to die. I'm not gonna die.
Say again, Jack Rabbit. I need to descend.
That's a negative, my cat.
I'm gonna stick with the plan. Descend, we jump. Plane goes down, if we have enough money, we can do whatever we want. Think about it, Tommy. We can disappear and never come back. You hear me? Never be found, ever. Mission accomplished, right? Right now, we need to get the hell off this plane.
Zach, you and I both know we're never getting off this plane.
Zach.
Bye bye, parachute.
Say goodbye to that.
my strong hand! Holding myself in! Badass motherfucker! Non-stop!
There is a bomb on board. I need to get this plane on the ground.
Richie, move! Everybody down! And stop! Hey, Bill!
Oh, really?
I'm getting off this plane!
Mind your way, asshole!
Mind your way, asshole. Come on, your accent's getting better. Wish you had the window seat now, kid.
Oh god. Never fly again.
Well done, mate.
Nicely done for a co-pilot.
Tekker, everybody, put on your seatbelt.
Go down the slide.
Thing.
Less than 1 hour ago,
British and West
Now that was obvious.
Made an emergency landing after a bomb exploded mid-air. This following an attempted hijacking. Yet, in an unbelievable twist, the suspected hijacker, U.S. Air Marshal Bill Marks, turned out to be the hero. It was Marks who confronted and killed the hijacker.
Yeah.
We're really sorry.
It's my turn to break protocol into Marks. Call with my personal line and I'll deny this conversation ever took place. Listen, Bill. What you did on that plane, what you were up against, I want you to know I was wrong about you. And you'll have my full support.
Appreciate that.
And Bill, we're gonna need that money back.
Would you like to go to dinner with me? A liquid lunch? Shag me first. Jean-Marie Colette Sarah. So, that is first impression reactorama audio form. Closing thoughts.
Yeah, it was alright. I don't know, it just didn't really engage me, like, at all.
I think there's been too many Jean-Marie Colette Sarah stories
yeah,
that are
I think
too
are.
Similar. Because each movie that they've done together is the same shit.
But yeah, so it's just like, yeah, well...
Well, this came before me. I still personally like the film separately for what they're worth.
I get that a lot of people could like it, but it just wasn't engaging me in the slightest.
I'm really surprised she didn't like it. But that is it for our first impression reactorama.
It is indeed.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.